This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Anger boiling over after four Houston police officers were shot in the line of duty on Monday. A Houston Police Officers Union president says,
"We are sick and tired of having targets on our back."
Union President Joe Grimaldi speaks after two of those four officers are critically wounded, two others lesser so, but still hospitalized. The two suspects were killed at the scene, and Grimaldi says,
"We are sick and tired of having dirtbags trying to take our lives when all we're trying to do is protect this community and protect our families."
Midwest and Great Lakes states will feel it first, but the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and the South will be feeling the effects of a polar vortex. In some areas, wind chills are going to be below 50 below zero. Over 1,000 flights have already been canceled because of the weather from this system. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
U.S. Senate Democrat Richard Blumenthal partnering with Republican Senator Chuck Grassley on bipartisan legislation to require release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report on Russian interference in the 2016 election to Congress and the public. Blumenthal says people shouldn't be surprised that Republican Grassley is with him on it.
There's a really simple idea behind it, which is the public's right to know. He and I have worked on other legislation that involves transparency and full disclosure.
Blumenthal, who spoke there on MSNBC, says he's optimistic the bill will pass. Meanwhile, President Trump's former associate Roger Stone is reportedly planning to plead not guilty today in a D.C. federal courtroom in the Mueller probe after previously saying the case against him is a raw abuse of power. He's charged with lying to Congress and witness tampering. A New York City woman is recovering after getting stuck in an elevator in a Manhattan townhouse from Friday till yesterday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. Justice Department charging a Chinese telecommunications giant with a series of crimes, and the move is likely to raise tensions even more between Beijing and Washington amid an already ongoing trade war. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Huawei, which is the world's biggest manufacturer of telecommunications equipment, is charged with bank fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy to defraud the U.S., and theft of trade secrets. FBI Director Christopher Wray.
In pursuit of their commercial ambitions, Huawei relied on dishonest business practices that contradict the very economic principles that have allowed American companies and the United States to thrive.
The scheme also attempted to undermine sanctions against Iran. I'm John Clemens.
The Department of Veterans Affairs now says as many as 12 patients may have died as a result of mistakes and misdiagnoses at the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks in Northwest Arkansas. 3,000 cases were found to have errors, 22 leading to serious injury, and again, 12 ending in death. And a California doctor has lost his medical license after recommending that a 4-year-old eat cannabis cookies to control his temper tantrums. The medical board determined Dr. William Eidelman of Hollywood was grossly negligent for making the recommendation after a single 30-minute appointment with the little boy. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, I want to remind you to go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the interviews from the experts, our treasure trove of brilliant, super intellectual people are right there. You can download them absolutely free because we are givers. Share them with your friends and neighbors, after all. James Herson, yes, the one and only, no baloney we're talking about here, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Professor joins us, as he always does. Mr. James, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, all things considered. I mean, it's been pretty crazy what's going on. I mean, at least the government is kind of open, I guess. I don't know what's exactly is going to happen. I think on one hand, maybe Trump may have played a chess piece here that could have locked down Nancy Pelosi a bit. But we'll see if, well, of course, the media is not going to pick up on it. But I got to say that the way this has come down, and with the Democrats saying they're really not interested in our border security, clearly, it makes you wonder why. So that raises one flag. But the other thing is then what do you do? Do you say, okay, from now on going forward, all the Americans that are killed at the hands of illegal immigrants, MS-13 and all the gang, increased gang activity happening in our country, the movement of opioids and heroin into this country through the southern border, sex trafficking, and how many other, let's just say the rule of law in general, I say is all over the Democratic Party at this time. That's on them.
Oh, it absolutely is. And I mean, it's clear from their own positions. I mean, in 2013, it was the Democrats who voted for a barrier and 700 miles of the border. The shutdown itself, which is caused by Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, cost far more than the $5 billion that the president was asking for as a down payment for the wall.
Exactly.
It cost more than $6 billion so far.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is that, you know, the Democrats switched positions. You know, you asked the question why. There's two answers to that. I mean, the first answer is they don't want to allow Trump to have a victory. There were some mm-hmm. Democrats in the House who refused to vote for prison reform.
Exactly.
Even though they themselves had been advocating it for years, such as Sheila Jackson Lee
mm-hmm.
and a host of others. They ended up passing anyway, but they acknowledged that the
they came out with Van Jones.
They didn't want Trump to have a win.
Can you imagine that? I mean, this is what it's come down. It's not about a win for the American people. It's just a win for Trump. We don't want Trump to win. I mean, let's just debilitate the country all the more and abandon your principles and what you have been telling your constituency all these years. And look at you're not on the bus. I mean, this is amazing. Just because you hate Trump and you don't want him to have a win. That's just, I don't know.
And then, of course, the other reason is that we know that the Democrats have a long-term plan of turning the country blue by replacing citizen votes with non-citizen votes, and they've been doing a pretty good job of it over these many years and bore fruit in the last election.
Why are they bothering to go through all that exercise? I mean, they're manufacturing votes anyway, whether they come from the grave or ballot harvesting, whatever form of voter fraud they're coming up with that for some reason, our country is not interested in. We want to spend all this money and time, chasing down the Russian delusion, like Don Quixote chasing windmills. For some reason, that's more expedient as opposed to making sure the next election is a fair and righteous one. God forbid we would do that, right?
Yeah, really. It really comes down to the fact that the lust for power that the Democrats have is so much greater than any motivation that any other party has. So,
Lindsey Graham called him out on it, didn't he?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And look, this guy, it's been announced Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks, was toying with the idea of running for president as an independent. And he has been receiving, from his own words, hate and anger, and I would guess threats from Democrats who are trying to get him to pull out because he might split the vote on their side.
Well, I want him to run. I want him to run as an independent. In fact, I started going back to Starbucks. I bought coffee there this morning. That's my contribution to his campaign.
Have your Starbucks with your Chick-fil-A.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, if nothing else, just for some of these knuckleheads who think that anybody can run for president, go ahead, give it a run. Find out for yourself, what it's all about. And here it is. I mean, just the Democrats alone, they're saying we're going to have probably about 30 people up there on the debate floor. This is going to be fun, James.
No, it is. Well, and the other thing, of course, is the Democrats, because they lust for power, because, this group of now it's almost 50 people who want to be president are rushing to the left to pander to the base. They're embracing this label of Democrat socialist. And even the American Socialist Party says they don't have to run a candidate, because they have a new place where they see America going to socialism. It's called the Democrat Party.
Yeah, exactly.
And the way they're talking is the way that the predecessor to Maduro in Venezuela talked, Hugo Chavez, when he took power, and really the way that totalitarian socialists talked before they became totalitarian. And so we have a party that now shamelessly disrespects the notion of private property. As now, Elizabeth Warren suggesting this uber wealth tax, which is not a tax on income, but a tax on ownership of assets, which has never even been suggested in the United States of America. But she shamelessly suggests it because she wants to outdo Ocasio-Cortez.
Of course, yeah, you gotta
and
just
Bernie Sanders and on and on.
No, it's absolutely absurd. I mean, we went through this 8 years with Barack Obama, theoretical government. And where did it get us? I mean, let's abandon all empirical evidence. Let's just live on the theory, on the possibility, which is what socialists always say. It's just never enough. If you just give us more time, we're going to find global warming somewhere. Just go right on down the list of windmills that they're out there chasing, that they want the rest of America to chase. And by the way, if you don't chase them, James, we got brown shirts that have been handed out, and they're going to make sure that that you do, right?
Yeah. Oh, sure. And it's inherently, basically contradictory the way that we have these privileged people flying around in private jets like Nancy Pelosi going to Hawaii, planning a trip to Europe, which was a junket, and basically telling us that we have to curtail our lifestyle, our activities for the pseudoscience of global warming.
Not as I do, but as I say. Look, we got to go to break. We're going to pick it up from there. James Hurston is with us. More from him after this.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Just the way you like us. Absolutely fresh and independent. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. James Hurston continues with us. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, before the break, you brought up Nancy Pelosi. Real quick, I don't know if you saw this or not. I thought this was quite interesting because you mentioned back in 2013 how the Democrats rallied around border security, that there needed to be, you know, a wall up there, all these things that, you know, they say suddenly that they're against, you know, after they were before it, I guess. But an interesting sidebar here, as a result of this this case with El Chapo and his right-hand guy saying that they delivered to the president of Mexico a $100 million bribe in 2016. And when you look at the itinerary of Nancy Pelosi, who took one of her posse junkets down into Mexico, you know, for PR and what have you, and lauding the praises of the Mexican government and everything, it brings to question whether or not there was some sort of payoff, because as the old axiom says, you follow the money, right? Well, $100 million from Nieto, you know, from Guzman, did some of that that heavy bounty and booty find its way to Nancy Pelosi, and that's why she changed her mind?
Yeah, we don't know, but I think people sense something unsavory about the way that Nancy Pelosi went from rags to riches, and now, depending on which particular report you read, is supposed to be worth somewhere between $30 and $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
Started out, you know, making an ordinary salary and didn't have a big net worth. But she's now the most unpopular politician in America, according to the poll numbers.
Yeah, but two chairs away from the presidency, though, James, on top of that, and look what she's done to stifle our government. Here's a gal, I think I told you, she got 221,000 votes out of California. Donald Trump, the president of the United States, gets 63 million, and she's able to trump the president? I mean, to the point that we don't even know if the president's got a State of the Union place and time. Now she's, you know, playing games with that, too. This is endless.
No, it is endless, but that's why I believe we're headed toward Trump declaring a state of emergency, because, you know, he has that, you know, up his sleeve. And I think what he's done is just carefully paved the way for that being the only way to solve what the vast majority of Americans see as a dangerous situation, but for the very reasons that you cited at the beginning of the show.
Exactly.
And that is, you know, we have human trafficking, we have national security issues, we have law enforcement issues, because what we have is criminals, terrorists, sick people coming into the country. I mean, physically ill people.
Mm-hmm.
And that if we don't have an orderly system for immigration, it's a dire threat to the future of the country and to our citizens. And so the president has to act. And the fact that these polls now show Nancy Pelosi is the most unpopular politician, even though the media won't report it, shows that the president actually has played this differently than the way the media has characterized it, that he really still has a lot of cards to play.
Right. Well, real quick here, James, real quick, let me interject this in terms of this argument with Nancy Pelosi and the president, and that is that, you know, he continues to expose them for who they are. And as you say, they're just about, you know, greed and power. And even though Marco Rubio came out and said, look, I don't think it would be in the best interest to do, you know, to declare an emergency. Well, Senator, I would say to you and the others that feel the same way, then you better do your job. Do your job and keep the president from having to do that. You know, it's not the best way to run a government. So do your job and get this thing handled. It shouldn't have to go, you know, to the president of the United States. This should be handled in Congress, should it not?
Well, of course it should. But Pelosi is in the grips of that group that I was just talking about, the far left base of the Democrat Party that includes donors, that includes a lot of people in her district, and that includes perhaps enough members of the Democrat caucus to knock her right out of the speaker chair. Mm-hmm. And so because of all of that, she will not do her job. She's getting praised by the media. They are saying, oh, look at what a great backbone she has. Oh, look at how well she schooled Donald Trump and took him on and on, this, on and on. And so I think she's been encouraged mm-hmm. continue over the 3 weeks.
Well, she may find out the hard way, James, that she who doesn't bend or flex shall break and snap.
Well, that's I think what the strategy is for the White House, and they do have a strategy because that's the way Trump operates, and they have a coherent strategy. And the fact is, there's so much more support for, you know, reasonable border security than the media would lead us to believe, and that even some of the media polls would lead us to believe. Because when that is an isolated issue and it's taken away from politics, the public has overwhelming support. Yeah.
James, I don't know about you, but is it driving you nuts as much as it is me when you get these 8-second sound bites from these wannabe presidential hopefuls that come up and say the silliest things, like as if the president or Border Patrol or the experts have not already talked about in terms of comprehensive border security? I mean, they're just so fixated on the wall that they just their heads are exploding, and they think that's all the president is selling the public on. Look, we've heard the president. It is comprehensive. I mean, he's talked to the border agents. They're talking about, you know, technology, drones, all these other advantages. And these guys come up with it like they're the geniuses to think of it all by themselves.
No, I mean, when you talk about the sound bites, as I said, they're incoherent. You know, Kamala Harris, senator from California, just announced in a formal way that she's going to run for president. She made a speech. In the speech, she talked about her love for the country, and then she described a country where racism, sexism, anti-Semitism, homophobia, transphobia, on and on, reside in this country that separates parents from children, on and on. So then she says she loves it. So she makes no sense at all.
Right.
And it's contradictory statements, incoherent. Statements. Mm-hmm. And of course, she is pushing the same socialist policies that destroyed Venezuela, that has people eating their dogs and going to the zoo for food.
What did somebody say? Some economist said it was, what, 8,000% is the inflation rate there now? Something like that. I mean, some incredible number. No, it was like 800 million or something. I mean, something off the charts.
People don't understand what hyperinflation means, and what it means is that any money that you have has to be spent instantly.
Yes.
Because it's going to be worth, as soon as you get it in your hands, it's going to be worth less. So people are taking suitcases full of money, wheelbarrows full of money, and trying their best. And of course, the money then becomes relatively worthless. And then there's an underground barter system.
Exactly.
But the number one thing is that what Venezuela has done is take away the incentive for people to create and to produce. When we go into our food stores and we see all the different varieties of food that we have, the choice of consumers, there's not one government agency that's involved with getting it there. It's because of private enterprise that's free. And if we don't have that, and that incentive is gone, then the choices slowly disappear. And that's what always happens in highly socialistic economies, and ultimately in, you know, communist economies like,
exactly,
we know North Korea. The people starved to death, and Venezuela, the people starved to death.
Right.
That shouldn't be a future that anyone would want for America.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there. Until next week, James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, as always, thank you so much for being with us.
All right. Thanks for having me, Bill.
from SkyPass Entertainment comes the least of these, the Graham Stain story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
With speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Staines operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion, I'll give you a permanent position.
One day I'll find the proof of him converting the tribals.
We can't make any mistakes.
They have this law for a reason.
I know. We must pray.
Based on the incredible true story.
You can still write the truth.
What is the truth?
Write about the work, not about me.
The least of these. The Graham Stain story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 1st with a special sneak peek Thursday, January 31st. For theaters and tickets, go to theleastofthese.movie.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Anger boiling over after four Houston police officers were shot in the line of duty on Monday. A Houston Police Officers Union president says,
"We are sick and tired of having targets on our back."
Union President Joe Gamaldi speaks after two of those four officers are critically wounded, two others lesser so but still hospitalized. The two suspects were killed at the scene, and Gamaldi says,
"We are sick and tired of having dirtbags trying to take our lives when all we're trying to do is protect this community and protect our families."
Midwest and Great Lakes states will feel it first, but the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and the South will be feeling the effects of a polar vortex. In some areas, wind chills are going to be below 50 below zero. Over 1,000 flights have already been canceled because of the weather from the system. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We've got Molly A coming up with us. She's a cookbook author and Food Network star. Going to be talking about some cooking tips, making memories in the kitchen. Huh? Sounds like lots of fun. Also going to tell you a little bit later on how you could be a big winner. We're talking a year's worth of milk here that could be your very own. And as I said, Molly will have more information on that in just a moment. You know, when asked what influences her recipes, Molly will tell you it includes family tradition, her Chinese and Jewish roots, travels to her mama, time spent living in the city, and her current Midwest surroundings, the seasons, and the 90s, okay? So we can cue in her love of sprinkles there, okay? One of her biggest keys to success is using real ingredients to create lasting memories with family and friends, and real dairy milk is at the top of her list. So whether you're living amidst the hustle and bustle of the city or raising chickens on a farm in North Dakota, Molly's gonna, she's got the tips for using your time in the kitchen this winter to make dishes and moments that matter. She'll tell you, keep it real, okay? We're going to embrace your company. Talk about sharing is caring and picture perfect. Molly A., welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I've been looking forward. I'm already getting my hunger pangs stirring up here in anticipation of our conversation.
Oh, yeah. How does mac and cheese for breakfast sound to you?
Hey, I'll tell you, that's been suggested more than once. I haven't quite got there, but maybe you might be the one to convince me, okay?
I think I'm going to do that today.
All right. Let's talk about your inspiring recipes and cooking style, huh?
Yeah, I mean, my biggest inspirations in the kitchen come from my family. You had mentioned my Chinese and Jewish heritage and my right. new Midwest surroundings. I live on a farm now where I have chickens and,
how cool
and
is
an
that?
Amazing garden. And so I'm all about using real whole ingredients in the kitchen and using them not just to create the dishes, but to create memories, because all my recipes have a story. And I love the meaning behind them, not just the actual food.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I imagine with every recipe, and like you said, it reminds you of mom, it reminds you of family, you know, special moments, and then, of course, wow, what a background of inspiration being there on the farm like that.
It's incredible. And you mentioned my mom. My mom is my biggest inspiration in the kitchen. My favorite memories come from any time there was a special occasion, like if I was coming home from summer camp or it was a birthday, she would always make her homemade from scratch mac and cheese, which was creamy and bubbly and crispy on top with breadcrumbs. And
these you're getting me. Make- You're getting me there.
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, it's my favorite dish to make. I make it a little bit fancier these days. I use Gruyere cheese and caramelized onions. But, of course, the constant in this recipe is always that it's based with dairy milk, which is the best, creamiest option in this recipe. And so I've always got to have, like, tons of cheese and milk on hand in my refrigerator in case a special occasion comes up and I need to whip up some special occasion mac and cheese.
So what does Mama say when you fancy up her mac and cheese recipe?
Oh, she loves it. I send her pictures all the time. And, of course, I'm always posting pictures of my food, too, on Instagram. So one thing that's really awesome is that a new study just came out that says that milk is one of the most Instagrammable foods.
Oh, wow.
Any Instagram post containing milk is actually happier than an Instagram post that doesn't contain milk, which is kind of wild. But if you think about it, milk is in ice cream, it's in lattes, it's in mac and cheese. And so those are really those happy moments that people love sharing and they love liking them.
And, of course, this is all part of your style of keeping it real, right?
Absolutely. I mean, real ingredients are what I always turn to in the kitchen and on the farm. I love that there's a trend away from pre-processed, pre-made foods. And, you know, it's going back to these ingredients that the better ingredients you use, the better your food is going to taste. And so I keep tons of fruits and veggies on hand. Of course, I have my eggs from my chickens. I have milk all the time. And I just use it. It doesn't have to be difficult to cook every night. It can be a really easy way of making food delicious and wholesome and tasty.
Well, without a doubt. Well, let's talk about some new recipes for this year. What do you got?
Okay, so I've got a ton of casseroles coming up. I'm due in March. So
oh, congratulations. A March baby.
Thank you. A March
Me too.
Baby.
I'm a March baby. All right.
What's
mac
this?
And cheese in March. That's what we're going to do for my birthday. Birthday
okay.
breakfast.
I like the sound of that. And so, yeah, I'm actually like preparing tons of casseroles and chicken pot pies right now to keep in my freezer for when the baby comes. I could just reheat them. And then I have like a from scratch meal ready to go.
Wow. Well, great idea. What else?
Oh my gosh, I just, you know, I'm really into using great ingredients to create new combinations. So I don't see the need to go outside of the farm a lot of the time, especially during the summer when my garden is growing. I can just, you know, have my favorite ingredients on hand, and I'm all about creating new combinations, new casseroles. I live in an area where we have this thing called a hot dish, which is a very specific kind of casserole that uses a creamy milk base and then adds vegetables and different meats and you know, any sort of like a potato tot topping or french fries as a topping. And so
right.
I just love experimenting with regional foods like that.
Oh, how much fun is that? Speaking of fun, you say embrace your company. The more the merrier, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, these recipes are really about the moments that we make with them, and I love sharing my food with other people. That's how I show people that I love them. If, you know, I make you a cake on your birthday, it means that I really care about you. So right. I love sharing my food, and actually, if you love sharing your food on Instagram, yes, you can enter this really awesome sweepstakes where you can win a year's supply of free milk. So just share a moment that involves milk on Instagram and then tag it with the hashtags Love What's Real and hashtag sweepstakes, and you'll be entered into Milk Life's sweepstakes to potentially win a year's supply of free milk. No cow needed.
Well, no cow. I love that. That's great. And as you say, you know, sharing is caring, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's the best, most delicious way to show somebody that you care, to make them a meal.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. So how can people bring the latest food trends to their kitchens?
Honestly, I think it starts with real ingredients. So, you know, going to your dairy section, going to the produce section, and just buying the most delicious-looking produce and delicious-looking ingredients and starting there and not feeling like you have to make something overly complicated. I think if you start with really great ingredients, what you create will be delicious.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking with Molly Yeh, chef, I should say, blogger, cookbook, author, and star of Food Network's Girl Meets Farm. And now you got more of the background of the story. And she's from the farm with all the fresh, you know, whether it's, you know, chicken eggs. I mean, you know, they're right there. You know, all the other things that she does to keep it real. Let's talk about your favorite memory made in the kitchen, Molly.
Cooking and baking with my mom. She is my biggest inspiration in the kitchen. So many of my recipes are inspired by her. She taught me to make my first cake. She taught me to make my favorite macaroni and cheese. And so now so many of the recipes that I make are inspired by her. And they're twists on what she makes, because she would always encourage me to put my own spin on recipes. Or if we would go to the store and I'd want to buy a package of cookies, she'd be like, oh, don't be silly, you can make those from scratch.
Right.
And so we would go home and we would make cookies from scratch, and I would add tons of sprinkles because sprinkles are my obsession. And
that's
so
right.
I was always experimenting, and she's always encouraging me to be creative. And so to this day, I just bring that with me wherever I go.
Well, great fun. Molly Yeh, thank you so much for being with us. Cookbook author, Food Network star on Bill Martinez Live. Have a great day. Congratulations on the baby, okay? And
thank you.
I think maybe for the birth of the baby, we'll celebrate. We're going to have some mac and cheese breakfast. You talked me into it, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, you
thanks,
take care.
Bill.
All righty, bye-bye.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you.
Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645.
NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's THEbestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
To Oregon and SoCal to Florida. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Our next guest, I've been looking forward to speaking with her for years. Let me tell you, there's been so many opportunities where we've been in Nashville, Tennessee together, but going in opposite directions. She is very much high in demand, and if you know the story of Johnny Erickson Tada, you know why. She is the founder and CEO of Johnny and Friends International Disability Center, is an international advocate for people with disabilities, and it was a diving accident in 1967 that left Johnny quadriplegic in a wheelchair. And as I heard her say, she cannot wait till she gets to heaven, because that means that wheelchair is going to be sent to the pit of hell, right, Johnny?
Well, I guess that's one way to put it. Good to
well, I, did I remember that correctly? I think that's what I heard you say.
Well, you know, I did, and I think what I was alluding to is I know that there'll be no wheelchairs in heaven, but
yes.
When I do get there, I'm going to look in the face of the Lord Jesus, and I'll say, you know, see this wheelchair over here? Well, I tell you what, I didn't like it. But you used it in my life to help me to become more grateful for what I do have, to increase faith, to do so many good things in my life, including reaching out to other people with disabilities. I just wouldn't be the person I am without it. So thank you, Jesus. And
yes.
Now you can send it to hell. I figured it's
yeah,
thank you for it.
On that happy note, Johnny, before we talk about your book, I want to give you the opportunity to address, you know, this shocking bill that was passed. And I say quite shocking, what happened in New York. You know, what's your read on all this?
Well, it was earlier this week, and New York passed a bill that makes it legal for doctors and even midwives and physician assistants to perform abortions. Now, get this. Up until birth, for any reason. Now,
wow.
Abortion advocates have been trying to get it passed for 12 years in New York, and yes, it was opposed by religious groups and folks like you, Bill, conservative mm-hmm. groups, mm-hmm. but I tell you, it broke my heart when I read that the New York State Senate absolutely burst into thunderous applause when when the bill was passed in what I thought was an interesting vote, 38-28 vote. Now, of course, yes, it means very bad news for any unborn child who, I don't know, whose timing of birth might be just a little inconvenient, but for me as a disability advocate, this is especially sad for unborn children who possess even the slightest little tiny physical impairment. If that impairment is discovered up until the time of birth, that baby can be aborted, and that breaks my heart. So I just want to alert our listeners over the CRN network, please don't think that your state would never be next, because abortion advocates want similar all-sweeping laws in other states so that, here's the key, that abortion will be totally removed from any state's criminal code. And that spells bad news for any unborn child, no matter what his race or gender or ability or disability. So I just want our listening friends to understand what's happening and the incredible changes that are occurring, and to be very alert about as to what is happening in their own state assemblies.
Yeah, it is amazing. And Johnny, we've been reporting on, of course, some states, some countries as well, that, you know, if you have a Down syndrome child, if your child has been diagnosed Down syndrome, here in the United States, roughly 68% of babies that were to be born with Down syndrome are aborted on demand. You know, this is heartbreaking, especially when you hear the stories that some authors, in fact, I just spoke with an author a couple of weeks ago, wrote a book on unexpected blessings of what her family received as a result of, you know, having a Down syndrome child in their family. And you hear these anecdotal stories time and again, and the loss that occurs of humanity and the blessings that each of these children could bring to the families, and dare I say families or even neighbors in cities. I mean, their impact is most special and incredible.
Yeah, it seems to be a global push to help people buy into the thinking that a child would really be better off dead than disabled. That's not true. I mean, I'm thinking even this week, right now, this week in the state of Oregon, the Oregon Health Authority is debating how to loosen, or in other words, how to make more compliant the word terminal illness under their Death with Dignity Act. Right now, the law requires that you have indeed a terminal illness such as cancer, whatever, and have a limited time to live. You then qualify for a doctor-approved lethal dose of drugs. But now the state is considering loosening that definition of terminal illness, and that spells bad news for people who might be, let's say, despairing of multiple sclerosis or spinal cord injury, or maybe someone with a brand new diagnosis of, let's say, ALS. They don't want to face their suffering. Bless their hearts. I understand that. Right. But that's no reason to hasten their death. And so a lot of us in disability advocacy are working hard this quarter of the year in 2019 early on, because there are lots of different places around the country where people are truly buying into that whole premise that you're better off dead than disabled. And Bill, I'm here to say, hey, I'm happy I'm alive. Even right. 52 years in a wheelchair as a quadriplegic, I am happy to be alive.
Well, and you think of, again, the endless stories like Nick Vujicic, for example, born with no arms and no legs, and this kid that knows nothing to be impossible, but yet, you know, how many other people would have opted to take him out, but yet he's lived a rather fulfilled life. He's married now. I think he has a couple of kids, and the way he touches, you know, young people in his ministry, they come up to him at first. You know, they're a little bit shocked to see his, you know, his figure. But once they hear him speak and they connect with his heart, next thing you know, they're running up and hugging him.
Absolutely, absolutely. Nick is a fine example of how God picks the most unlikely, the most quote weak people to accomplish his highest and greatest goals. I mean, Nick is a global phenomenon all across the earth. People come to hear him speak at his meetings in the thousands, the hundreds of thousands. And it's just like the Lord, just like the God of the Bible, to choose unlikely weak people, people with disabilities, to get a job done. Because then, when the job is accomplished, everybody will know that God has done this, and not by the strength or the physical prowess of humans and effort. So three cheers for Nick, for sure.
Amen. Well, Johnny, as you know, this issue that we're dealing with, I mean, this society and culture that has become one that looks to invalidate and whatever they can do to marginalize the quote-unquote less than, it's moving quite rapidly. I think it's pretty scary, but clearly this is a spiritual attack on human life.
It really is. And, you know, some people look at a disability or, let's say, cancer or pain or, like, Nick's limitations or mine, quadriplegia, and they wonder what good could come at all. And they'll even recount scriptures saying that God will only do us good and no harm. I mean, there's what, Jeremiah 32, Psalm 84, but I think most of our listeners might recognize Jeremiah 29:11, where the Lord says, I have plans for you, plans not to harm you, but to help you, to give you hope and a future. Well, Bill, I've just entered a new battle against cancer, recurring cancer, and I've gotten so many emails over the last month from people who say, it sounds to me like God is doing you more harm, Johnny, than he is good. But the way I look at it is that God is so interested in the well-being of the soul more than he is the body. And so, yeah, my body might get harmed. Cancer is not a fun thing.
Exactly.
Living life without use of your hands is very difficult. But when you think of the good things that happen in your soul, like seasoned wisdom and a deeper faith and a love of prayer and the validating, the proving of your testimony before skeptics and this profound peace that you have and settledness of soul, this ironclad faith that comes from walking through a difficult, hard valley. You know, when we follow Jesus down the bloodstained path to Calvary, it's going to be hard, but it does our soul a world of good. Maybe not our body. It's going to hurt. Things are going to be painful. Disability is not fun. It is not fun. But when you look Godward with your trial, oh my goodness, the richness and depth that happens in your soul is far worth it all.
Yes, exactly. Well, Johnny, in the last minute and a half that we have left, I want to talk about your book, Heaven, Your Real Home, from a Higher Perspective, released in paperback at the end of last year. Really quick, and I'm sorry for the limited amount of time, because I tell you, I could spend hours if you could put up with me talking with you. I just so appreciate your heart and your passion and what you have done for all of us in terms of encouraging us as we, you know, manage through our own walk to heaven.
Absolutely. And, you know, this book that I've written on heaven is all born out of the fact that I, in the last, decade, 15, 20 years, I have suffered more, I have endured more, but I have learned more, I have prayed more, and heaven is so much more real to me. Mm-hmm. You know, when we think of heaven, we think of a place. But oh my goodness, Bill, it really is a person. And I want people who read this book to understand that when they invest in heaven, and the book goes into detail as to how to do that every single day with practical helps, when they invest in heaven, they are going to build a deeper, sweeter, more intimate union with the Lord Jesus. They're going to fall in love with the God of the Bible. Heaven's not a mansion or celestial condos or a quarter acre of heavenly real estate. No, it's not streets of gold and rainbow thrones. It's Jesus. And wherever he is, I want to be there. And I want my friends listening to be there as well. So, again, thank you, Bill, for mentioning the book Heaven. And I'm so excited about it. And I hope our friends will read it.
Johnny Erickson Tada has been our guest here on Bill Martinez Live. Johnny, thank you so much. Take care. God bless.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We all have heard about the benefits